Let's get to the examples. I put down some examples for some of my past work. And they're very much, what I do is, and this is just two of the five accomplishments, for example, in one year or another. Project this successfully launched, budget was this much. So it gives people a magnitude, the size of the project that you were able to launch successfully. And then you might say, well, it was, you know, you led it for one line of business and it was 2 year effort and there were 3 lines of business involved. And then you might say something about the customer impact. Well, what did the customer get out of it? In this case, you have clients. What did the clients get out of it? Or what did their clients or what did their customers get out of it? In this case, this was an example. This was definitely a 2 year effort. We're able to enable 12 million customers to save 5 minutes each annually. That doesn't sound like a lot when you just say 5 minutes, but 12 million is a lot of minutes, lots of hours, that's a big, big savings from a servicing standpoint. And then the other thing is we were able to measure this because we were recognized externally. So if you have any recognition externally, this is the time you can bring it all together for your leadership, right? Because they may not piece the work together for you in that mindset because they're not close to the work. But in this case, Keynote is one of the analysts, groups that measures our line of business. And, you know, our service rating for the year jumped from number 6 to number 2. That is huge. And this effort was one of the 2 efforts that sort of supported that. So this is a huge accomplishment in some ways. And in some ways, people might know about this, or they might know about this, but they might know about how big it is, they might know about ratings, and you know, in 5 sentences, you kind of summarized it very quickly, and now it's on 1 page, and it makes it easy for your manager to kind of take sound bites. So when they represent you for a rating or a raise or a promotion, et cetera, they have all the details for why you deserve one.
So what is this LOB?
Sorry, this is our own company, line of business.
Oh, line of business. Okay, I thought of this. Okay.
Right. Line of business A. Right, so there are some acronyms that I don't realize I use. So this is obviously just an example, but it gives you, you know, what is key is it gives you kind of what was your role, what's the sizing of it, as well as what is the customer impact, and is there any external validation of its impact. And then the second one is something, you know, a lot of times, you know, our projects don't launch perfectly in 1 year. It could just be on track. And sometimes people don't claim that, but frankly, that's a lot of work as well. So I show you an example of a project Y that may have this amount of budget and it's on track to launch like in this year's date, for example. But that's still something that is progress and that is an accomplishment. And then you might say, and we have this is really a project definition document. This usually takes like 6 to 8 weeks to complete. Our team was able to do it in 2.5 weeks. That is something to, you know, pricing committee is senior leadership. Not everyone gets approval out of this. So from an internal standpoint, people understand that, hey, this is a big deal. We got pricing committee. BRD is a business requirement document. And then, you know, you can say, well, here's what the project is projected to improve, right? It's going to improve this kind of customer experience and actually also save $500,000 in cost, right? And it's going to reduce risk. So those are ways to share things that you're doing that hasn't actually have a final launch yet, but it's still a lot of work to get it there because a lot of projects can be multi-year or it can start in November and finish in April. And if it's, you know, so you want to kind of still claim those.